The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners is pushing for change to the reproductive healthcare system to improve access and affordability for rural Australians. The RACGP made a submission to a Senate inquiry into universal access to reproductive healthcare this month, where they highlighted barriers faced by rural communities in accessing contraceptives and abortions. The Wire's Calvin Lee asked Royal Australian College of General Practitioners President Dr. Nicole Higgins why it's important to change this issue.
Australian women deserve affordable and equitable healthcare, and reproductive healthcare especially, and that is irrespective of postcode or income. What RACGP is concerned about is that many women are disadvantaged, and especially those in rural and remote areas, but also in vulnerable communities.
So what are the main barriers in accessing reproductive care, especially in those rural communities you're talking about?
So the first thing is that GPs are often the first port of call for women when they're seeking advice about contraception or an unplanned pregnancy. For these women, being able to access care, it's not just about being able to see their GP, but in a way that works for them. So especially for remote women, being able to have a telehealth with their GP, and the funding for that's going to stop middle of 2023. So we would like that to continue. The other area that makes it difficult for women, some of the contraceptions that we use, such as the vaginal ring and the new progesterone only pill, they're not subsidised. So women have to pay privately for that. So that is also a barrier. And the other is being able to have some of the what we call long-acting contraceptives. The Medicare rebate that women receive after they've seen their doctor is very low, and it's really important that the government fund these services and these devices.
So talking about GPs, what are some of the barriers for GPs who want to provide these productive services?
So with general practice, we know that there is a maldistribution at the moment, which means that there's not enough in rural and regional areas. Also, what we would like is that GPs do want to be able to deliver these services, and many do, but we would like increased funding so we can train more to deliver those long-acting reversible contraceptives such as the IUD. What we'd also like is that, especially in rural areas, that GPs actually have medications for medical termination in their doctor's bag so that they can actually give it to women at the time of when they're providing the medical termination service.
Can you walk us through what you've submitted to the Senate inquiry and what sort of things you're expecting out of it?
So what we would like to see is improving access and affordability for women, and those things that I've outlined, such as GPs who are providing medical termination services actually have the medication available to deliver, ensuring that we continue telehealth for pregnancy support and counselling, ensuring that state and territory legislation is uniform across states and territories. What is happening at the moment when we're talking about barriers, and I'll use an example of what happens in my town. I'm in out of regional, in Mackay, North Queensland. There's no public service or minimal public services available. If I have a woman who has had a medical termination of pregnancy that hasn't worked, or they are beyond 9 weeks, they have to travel more than 1,000 kilometres away to seek care down in Brisbane, and that comes at a really significant cost, plus airfares, plus accommodation. So there's huge barriers for women to be able to access this care and services.
Do you often see women just not accessing them because it's too difficult?
Absolutely, and sometimes it's because they don't know. But we have 1 in 4 women in Australia will have the experience of having an abortion. So we need to make sure that we provide information and education, that we provide access, and we ensure that the services such as contraception and abortion services are affordable.
In saying that, how are these abortion and contraceptive services, do you imagine, will be changed? Are they going to be changed through legislative action, or is this a cultural problem?
It's a bit of both. The biggest problem is actually funding and being able to enable women to access those services. When we're talking funding, that's where the rebate is really important. That's the money that women get back from the government when they've seen a GP, and that needs to be increased. When we're talking about legislation, that is making sure that there is alignment across the different jurisdictions and the agreements that are held nationally and at state level. The cultural piece and education piece is the biggest part, and that is allowing women to have equity in when and how they seek medical care for issues that affect their own health.
And do you expect much resistance to this change?
We've got wide support for this change, and women themselves are demanding change. Jed Carney has put together a Women's Health Advisory Committee, which will specifically address those areas of inequity in how women access healthcare, but also about how decisions have been made about women's health.
That was President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Nicole Higgins. Ending the story by The Wire's Calvin Lee.